Hello. Hello, welcome to the Jake Gallagher program. My name is Jake Gallagher, and I'm here with my lovely co-hosts.
Shane Carpenter.
Marie Ballinger.
Preston Thalandroma.
And isn't there like a fourth person besides?
Where'd he go?
Am I a co-host?
Yes.
he's a guest.
Now, I thought it was like VIP. This is Peter Scott.
Peter, do you want to be a host with our show?
I'd be honored.
My manager is my host. That's works. I guess Verbi S is caught in bicycle traffic. It was a family ride tonight, and. No, I have no idea. He's coming.
No, there's bike traffic on the days that Art walk.
In the bike lanes?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Those green, almost green bike lanes.
Green bike lanes?
Yeah, all downtown they've got these stupid green bike lanes for the bikers.
Whoa.
And I'm not talking about Harleys.
Why are they green?
I don't know, to make them stand out or something. But they're fading, so what's the point of painting them green?
I don't know. I don't like bikers, so I'd be painting them red.
I know. I usually honk really loud and kind of get angry.
Yeah. No, bicyclists, I love you. I love you, bicyclists.
I love the ones that drive in the middle of the lane like cars late at night and with headphones on. Those guys are the best.
Yeah, dressed in all black.
Yeah.
Bicyclists are kind of a can't live with them, can't live without them scenario. Shout out to Alejandra Ocana, who's just entered the studio. That's Tumex for the uninitiated.
Yeah.
We've got three of our guests in attendance. Two of them are on the microphone right now. One of them. Yeah? What did you want to say?
That's it.
Please say that more often. Wicca, wicca. It doesn't sound good when I say it. Only you.
This is a witch.
Yeah.
Ooh. Some Wiccan.
It's like Tourette's without the bad words.
I always think of Wikipedia when I hear people say wiki wiki.
You know. Mine's more like a wiki.
Wiki. Wiki. Wiki wiki. Like that.
It's going to go on all night.
So we've got Nick Thorburn in the studio.
Yay.
Nick Thorburn of Islands.
Oh, thanks.
And Unicorns.
Yeah.
And, dude, we didn't clap for Tumex like that when he came in. Come on. Tumex. Tumex.
Woo!
Nick is going to kind of co-steer our interview with Peter Scott. I hope we got some aspiring actors listening tonight, or maybe some actors. I don't know if that dude that played Lem on The Shield wants to call in again. he can give us some insight on the acting career. But let's welcome our first guest, Peter Scott.
Thank you.
Hi, Peter.
Howdy, howdy.
Peter is not an actor.
No, Peter suffers from stage fright, and I don't know if that translates to radio, but we'll know by the end of the show.
Radio fright. I'm afraid of radio.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the world.
I was pretty convinced that I was afraid of it before I got here. My palms are sweating already, so don't pressure me, buddy.
There are millions of people watching you on the internet right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so I'm actually being videotaped right
this,
now?
This show's connected to Chat Roulette.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So now people know I have a face for
just
radio.
Like someone's definitely out there touching themselves.
Hey, actors out there, the phone number here is 800-893-9562. If you've got a question for a successful talent manager, you should call in right now. My friends are constantly asking me, Jake, how do I blah, 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 blah?
Wait, that's me. I do that. I call you up and
you
ask
do that?
Yeah, or text you, tweet you, something
funny,
like
that. Funny, I'm always asking you that. How do you blah, blah, blah?
I don't know.
I saw this picture on your Facebook page of you like jumping down a gorge in a bikini. What was that about?
That was a 30-foot jump off of a cliff into a little watering hole. No big deal.
Yeah, how do you do that?
You just have to jump.
Mm-hmm.
It was a commercial for San Luis Obispo.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, it was actually really fun.
Preston, how do you feel about San Luis Obispo?
I haven't been there, but one of my good friends, Courtney, lives there. Slow County.
Slow.
Slow County.
Is that the pace of life out there? It's slow?
Yeah.
Rolling hills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no reason to go to Slow County, except for Courtney if I visit her, but She'll probably just come here and visit me because LA is more fun.
Yeah, and you make the girls come to you, don't you? So Peter Scott, he's a talent manager and founder of Torque Entertainment, produces some stuff as well in that company. Peter, tell us about your company.
All right, guys. So founded probably about 9 years ago, and have a nice little group of terrifically talented actors. I also represent writers and directors. And I've produced a feature film that we're in the middle of shopping right now. We just found foreign sales for it. It's a film called Heathens and Thieves. I'll plug it now. It's a Western. And my producer rep is close to cutting a deal for us for domestic as well. So that's, rounds out the company, who we rep, and what I've been up to.
Jake, are you in that movie?
He made that movie before he represented me.
Okay, I was about to say.
Otherwise, I would play the lead in it.
That's probably. Right.
Obviously.
You would have played both leads, the male and female, and all the bit parts, and you would have just booked you solid for everything. A one-man show.
I'm like David Bowie. You play a man and a woman.
I love David Bowie.
Same time. It's a remake of The Dark Crystal, right?
That's right.
That one has David Bowie in it, right?
Well, it would have been. The Western would have
been. No, that was Labyrinth.
Yes, Labyrinth.
Great film.
Yes.
So
happy to be wrong on the air.
Yeah, so what I was going to say, though, is the company was founded in 2000. It was one guy with an idea when that happened. Now we got two other managers who I'm working with, and the company's growing. I won't say by leaps and bounds because I don't like to do anything too fast and screw anything up.
Maybe?
Yeah, nice skips, uphill skips. But, you modify, you tweak, and you see if it works. And if it's working well, you just keep doing more of the same and keep building out the business plan until... you own the town.
Whoa. Is that your goal? Are you bent on town domination?
If you can make it happen for me, Jake, that's the plan.
Nice. So what's one of your favorite bookings that you've gotten some of your talent? I know you do a lot of stuff.
Maybe say today or something.
Well,
no. I want to hear about a real booking.
Well, there's different kinds of favorite bookings, and it's nice when anybody books. There was a day when a guy named John Levy called me up, and he said, "Get your pen warmed up. I've got some bookings for you." So it wasn't one booking. He actually booked three actors at once in one phone call.
I've heard of John Levy.
Yeah, he's.
Did you warm your pen?
I got it ready, that's for sure. And I had no idea what he was talking about when he asked, but it was kind of a nice thing to just go down. They weren't big roles. They were co-star roles. But to have the luxury of having three bookings all at once, it's a nice, it's a nice moment. And that happened again today. I had Felicia Fasano casting on the phone, and they called up to book one client, asked about his availability to book him.
Mm-hmm.
And moments later, her casting associate called and just wanted to book another client of mine. So today Richard Doyle and Carlton Johnson are each a credit stronger on IMDb.
Wow. Can you tell us what show they booked?
I
know you got to keep it secret usually.
No, it's not.
You tell me what their star meter is.
I want to be sure. I could tell you what their star meter is if you let me get into my phone right here.
Ooh. Oh, okay. We could do that. We could allow you to use your phone.
They're all stars in my mind, so they're all number one.
We don't want anybody to warn you the trap that you walked into, so please don't look at your phone.
I'll stay free of it. Who wants to be chained to it anyway?
Me.
I do.
Yeah, I went on a date recently, and the girl kept looking at her phone, and I was like...
The girl?
Baby!
No, that is really annoying when someone's on their phone constantly, especially when you're at dinner, or,
Yeah.
What if they're videotaping you?
They're videotaping you with their phone?
That's a little sexier.
Or taking pictures of you.
Yeah. No, I was on a date recently, and this other girl was there, and she was hiding around the corner texting me, like, "Oh, she looks cute. That's nice. She's got really cute hair." Yeah.
But you were looking at your phone, too.
Yeah, I was looking at... Well, she was looking at her phone, so why wouldn't I look at my phone, right? You got to entertain yourself.
Next time, you just got to text her.
Yeah.
Or take pictures of her with your phone. I mean, she's,
Yeah.
Posterity.
And then show them to you, right?
Under the table.
That's right. If she needs a manager, you can send them to me.
Yeah. So Peter Scott, tell us how you feel about this SAG-AFTRA merger.
Oh, man. You know, there's a meeting tonight that's happening. SAG actors are all joining up with AFTRA actors to talk about where this is all going. You know, it's you can call it a merger right now, but really what it is a conversation about the merger. It hasn't been ratified yet. So until that happens, it's all a lot of important conversation about where this can all go. But my general feeling is, you know, right now it seems that, and I'm talking to you as a producer and a manager. So on the one hand, I get fleeced by the unions if I'm producing, and on the other hand, I benefit from the unions if I'm booking an actor and making money off the actor and the commission. So I'm really on both sides of the fence. But ultimately, the studios and networks are benefiting from there being two unions right now and kind of driving a wedge between them and picking whichever deal looks best to them for any project that's out there. And I don't think that ultimately serves the actors. So I think when they ultimately combine forces.
I'm just amazed by what you're saying. Please continue.
Yeah, so ultimately I think the merger is going to help. It may hurt some people in the short term. I know there's a lot of concerns about
who's it going to hurt.
Oh, hey, wait, we got calls.
Yikes.
Yeah, so keep that thought, hold that thought, and let's see if this caller has something to say about what you're saying. It's like a Wheel of Fortune game.
Okay, right.
It could be the last time somebody was talking about something like this, and then somebody called in and was like, the hood fucks with Jake Gallagher. We got Jake Gallagher's back. The hood fucks with Jake Gallagher. And we're like, what's up with the after merger, you know?
Hey, Jake, you don't need them.
Yeah, and then they said, get rid of all the other people that are on the show with you. Mm-hmm. Can we put this first call in there? Alex Clements from Orlando, Florida. You're the next on The Price is Right.
Actually, the first call is
Ryan from Maryland? Who's on there? Hello?
Alex. Hello.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, man, what's up? I'm glad to be on the show.
How do you feel about Peter Scott from Torque Entertainment?
Oh, I actually called to talk to Nick Diamonds from Island. So
I'm
sorry, Peter.
No, that's lucky.
I really wish I knew what we were talking about, but I'm really sorry.
Well, it's okay, you know.
I'm a little confused too, Alex. Don't worry.
Not everyone wants to talk about the SAG-AFTRA merger, and that's why we let phone calls go on the air so that listeners can decide the course of our fates. So,
radio democracy.
What do you want to ask Nick Diamonds, man?
I want to ask Nick Diamonds what happened to Shotgun Vision, because I'm really concerned, and it's this thing that spread to my school, and we have people saying Shotgun Vision, and I have friends saying Shotgun Vision. We're writing Shotgun Vision on things at school, and I'm really, really sad that it's not on his record, his newest record. So I wanted to ask him about that.
That's really sweet, Alex. For the uninitiated, that's a song that Islands has performed live, but
Islands
have not yet committed to tape. But actually, you're going to hear that song real soon. Don't you worry, buddy.
All right. I appreciate it. I had a lot of people asking. We actually bother our band director because he gave us this warm up for marching band, and it was last year, and we actually changed it to Shotgun Vision, and we irritate him with that, and we like the song, but I have kids who are like 14 years old singing that song.
If you can irritate the band leader, you're okay in my book.
Thank you. And I also, my friend Alan, the drummer of our band, he wants to know, how do you get your hair so perfect?
Marie also wants to know.
Yeah. I was going to ask that question, but
I hate my hair. I'm just surprised. I guess through shame and self-hatred, I kind of coax it out with neglect and rejection. I have hair dysmorphia. I guess I have really nice hair, but I don't think I do.
Is that a condition?
No, I don't condition. I don't condition my hair. Zing. I use this stuff. I forget what it's called, but it's got rosemary flavors. I don't know.
I think it's called Head and Shoulders.
Okay.
No product placements, Alex. I know you work for Procter & Gamble.
Head and Shoulders.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to move on to our next caller. Is there any last words for Alex Clements from Orlando, Florida?
I just wanted to say I'm a big fan, and thank you for getting me on the show. I just wanted to ask one thing. Can I get a Shotgun Vision from you, Nick?
I don't... Oh, come on, man. I'll give it to you in person, how about? In Orlando.
All right, sweet. If you ever come around to Orlando, my band's called Out Go the Lights. So if you have any time, we have a record called Sun, and we're only seniors in high school. So if you guys have any time, or Out Go the Lights from Orlando, Florida.
All right, man. Thank you.
Out Go the Lights.
Out Go the Alex.
That's right. Man, that's you got some love. You got some worldwide love, bro.
Is Orlando considered worldwide?
Yeah.
Magic Kingdom's there.
You're from, where are you from?
Can we get a call from China, please?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put Ryan from Maryland on the air. We need a call from China, please, so that we can prove that Nick is worldwide.
When my friend moves to China 6 months from now, she'll call.
Yeah. We're in the middle of the SAG-AFTRA merge.
Yo, our next caller is for Peter Scott, but right now, let's talk to Ryan from Maryland real quick. Is he on? What, he hung up? All right. Some people just don't have the patience. But we got somebody that wants to talk to Peter Scott, and his name is Marsh Furs. Maybe it's a her.
Thousand Oaks.
What's up, her?
This is Marsha Furs.
Oh, Marsha Furs.
Uh-huh. And
that makes sense.
Question, which is kind of a merger question. How do you convince a casting director to see an actor that the CD does not know or doesn't think that maybe she is right for the part, but you know that she's right? So how do you merge the actress to the part?
There you go.
It's a doozy.
It's a good question.
Yeah, no, it is a good question. And I think it just depends on the actress. It depends on the CD, and it depends on Lucky.
CD stands for casting director.
Oh, yeah, casting director. And
compact disc.
Who, by the way, is not always the first and last word on who gets seen. That's something I think is a little bit misunderstood by people out there. The executive producer or the studio, the network, the director, the casting director answers to a lot of people. So one of the ways is if you know that person who has hired the casting director, you can muscle it in that way and try to get the casting director to see someone based on a relationship that you have with somebody above the casting director. So that's one answer. Maybe a little boring, but it's one way you can do it. And again, you're going to hear the answer that sort of is true in all business. It boils down to relationships to some degree. If you have a solid relationship and the person trusts you sort of implicitly, and if they have time in the day to meet somebody new, because everyone has a busy day, if they feel like they can take the time to meet someone new and take sort of a gamble on that time they're giving away, then you can usually get them that opportunity. But you want to make it count. You don't want to just call somebody who wants to do you a favor from time to time for anything. It has to be a really good fit, a real good marriage between the actor and the role, and makes sense when you pitch them. Otherwise, you're just crying wolf, calling for everybody and anyone for anything. So you gotta play your ace when the right time is to play it, and hopefully that'll benefit the actor, and the casting director will be happy you made the call.
So basically, have a good manager.
Word.
To finagle yourself in there, yeah, because actors can't just be like, hey.
Quiet that Modelo box down, bro.
Yeah. I just got back from 7-Eleven. I come bearing gifts.
Preston Thalandroma, ladies and gentlemen.
Modelo.
He's brought some stuff from our sponsor, Modelo.
My parents taught me to share, so.
I like
right
that.
On, right on.
Yeah. We're ordering a pizza right now. Verbi S is Sweet. In the studio now, ladies and gentlemen, in case you were concerned. Alejandro Ocana is chilling out in the lobby with Elos. They're sitting next to each other on the couch looking like,
cuddling.
Why do you have to be mentioning our names right now? Leave us alone. Hey, Marsha Furs, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you feel like your question was answered?
It's wonderful. I had no idea there were... I thought the casting director was the boss. I didn't know there were people that could sway the casting.
They wish that they were the boss.
Well, another way.
They run the show. I mean, basically, it is put upon them to do a great job of doing just that, casting the show or the film. So I don't want to... people to think, oh, well, now the casting director doesn't have any juice. Their opinion matters, and they're being hired for their opinion. But they are being hired by someone. They're not, they're not running the film. So, just imagine. I mean, if Spielberg wants somebody in his movie, is it going to be the casting director's, choice or Steven Spielberg's choice? I mean, the answer is obvious. And by the way, nobody gave me a Modelo.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh shit!
I'm just
because you guys look uptight. It's because you guys look uptight, especially you, Marie. You look really uptight, yeah.
Dude.
I think you guys look.
Okay, we're gonna move on to our next caller, Marsha.
But
Marsha, we love you.
Thank you, Marsha.
The Jake Gallagher program.
Gummy bears.
We love you.
Oh, dude.
Bring some sugar to this party.
I got one more call before I submit Peter to his final series of questions. Let's find out what Ryan from Maryland wants from us. Ryan from Maryland?
Nick.
Nick? What? Oh, your name's Ryan.
Ryan.
Nicholas.
Yeah. know.
I'm assuming. Yes.
What's up, man?
Not much, man. What's up with you?
I'm just chilling.
Cool. Sound out of breath.
My buddy Matt right now. He's a real big fan of you.
Cool. Did you just run up the street or staircase before you called?
He ran up the street. No, he's been here a while. He drove over.
Yeah.
Sound out of breath.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Nothing. I don't know if I'm supposed to like ask a question or something. How often do you get to talk to somebody that you're a really big fan of, you know?
Every day.
This is going to make me cry.
Yeah, every day. Usually, like, I talk to a bunch of people.
Well, Nick's going to give you his personal phone number, and then you can talk to him every day.
You can
day.
Call me every morning.
Yeah.
Night
text messages.
Every morning, dude. I don't know. I guess I wanted to call and say, like, I'm a really big fan. Like, I'm looking forward to your new album. When did it come out?
It comes out next Tuesday.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Yeah, we're going to be heading out. We're going to be in Baltimore on the 23rd,
I think. I've been planning on going to that show. Great. And where is it, the 930 Club, I think, or the Black Cat?
No, I don't know.
One of those places.
The Baltimore. Didn't you say you're in Baltimore?
Oh. Like, we had to go, and like, he said he didn't really want to, and then I sent him the song, a Mr. Heavenly song, and then he said, okay, yeah, like, we're going. Like, he didn't want to until I sent him that song.
Oh, great.
But he's really into, I remember looking through his old stuff. He's really into Islands, or he was back in the day, but I guess he is now.
Peter Scott, is this making you want to listen to Nick's music?
Yeah.
I'll listen to anybody's music.
I got I Am an Addict the other day.
And God bless you.
It's really...
I streamed your new album.
I like to listen to that album in the cellar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the cellar. Yeah. It was
a big seller.
I don't have an attic, but...
Dude, you just won the pun contest. Dude, you could do rap battles right there. I'm an addict. It was a big seller. Damn.
Oh.
Ryan, we're short on time, so I want you to ask a succinct and concise question of Nick, the legend of From Islands.
Okay. Four birds slash diamond. I don't know what to add. Like, now I'm on the spot. I don't know what to ask.
Yeah. We're all on the spot.
It's okay,
right,
man.
Now.
You don't have to ask a question. Yeah. Maybe I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I hope so. Are you going to tour with Gregory Pepper again?
No, but he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Like, I sort of got, like, the back way I got into you through him. Like, I was...
Through the back door.
I've been really into Gregory Pepper lately.
Oh, wow. Great, man.
Yeah,
everyone should listen to him. He's a very underrated Canadian.
Hey, man, this is Ryan again. Quick question.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. So me and Matt, we're making music. We're doing all that, and
he's like asking for permission to ask the question. Quick question. Pause.
Is it okay, Nick? No. But for real. So, like, I don't know, man, you know, you write stuff and you think it's good. Like, do you have that same, like, kind of, like, self-doubt even on your stuff now after being, like, a accomplished musician or, you know, whatever? Like, do you...
Now that you have a Maybach.
Yeah.
Do you still feel self-doubt?
It's a car. It's a nice car. Yeah, I do, of course. I think every artist should. That keeps you in check. That keeps you making good music. Once you think you've got it figured out, you start making crap. So, yeah, I think every artist worth their salt always has an ounce of self-doubt. And you should always...
If I were... I would get that tattooed on me.
It's already tattooed on you.
Every artist that...
Chris French did it when you weren't looking last week.
It's kind of a long tattoo.
From Ryan, we got to move on to the next call, but thank
Bye,
you for
Ryan.
Calling. Thank you for listening.
All right, man. Well, hey, I'm going to go get that tattoo.
Cool, yeah. That tattoo.
Take it easy.
All right, bye, guys.
Every artist that's worth his salt has an ounce of self-doubt or something like that. Whatever.
Do it in Italian, I guess.
Dude, you're a lot more poetic than me. We need a poetic host on here.
That was just off the dome, man.
I know. I've got a lot of respect for your dome at this point. No.
No domo. No domo. No domo.
Look at fucking Elos laughing out of the waiting room. Like, okay, Jake, save yourself for somebody else. We're going to put Amelia on the air because I know she has a question for Peter Scott from Torque. Amelia.
Yes.
Do you have a question for the most powerful manager in Hollywood, Peter Scott?
I do, Peter Scott. This is Amelia Rose.
Hey, Amelia.
And I am not able to listen live yet, so I apologize if this question has already been asked. But I am curious about with the SAG-AFTRA merger, I can see a lot of the major benefits for people who are AFTRA who aren't SAG, being that they would be kind of grandfathered into SAG. And I'm wondering if you could discuss some of the major benefits for those who are already SAG and AFTRA, and why these unions coming together is going to be something you see as a positive or a negative in the future.
All right. Well, I think I can answer the question a little bit, or at least broadly, but okay. I'll just start by saying that any answer I give is going to put everybody else who loves this show to sleep. So you know, I'll try to.
Can
I
be too in-depth?
Yeah.
I'm putting your card in my bra right now, Peterson.
Only the bra. Okay, so, well, anyway. Sorry.
Modelo.
So anyway, back to the question at hand. Yes, you're right. AFTRA members are really good. If you're AFTRA and not SAG, or you are AFTRA eligible and not SAG, you're really going to benefit, because you'll be able to pay $1,600 and be able to basically join both unions if they merge.
Right.
But if you're in your situation, it sounds like you're SAG or SAG and AFTRA already, and how are you going to benefit from this wonderful merger? And the answer is, you know, people are concerned about their pensions. They're concerned about their, you know, residual issues, and historically AFTRA hasn't really paid as much in residuals as SAG members, and you know, a lot of people are going to be worried that they're going to get shafted in this whole deal. But in my personal opinion, even if in the short term a SAG person doesn't benefit tremendously, and there's going to be a flood of people joining the joint union because of the sort of incentive that's put in place in the
that's my elbow.
Yeah.
The joint union.
Your joint union?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
whew, at least the caller thinks I'm funny.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty funny, but now I can't remember the question anymore.
it just sounds like things are getting kind of dirty there. There's like a card and a bra and elbows getting
I don't know what you're talking
about. Weird places.
And we're drinking Modelo. So,
oh boy.
Product
placement.
And so anyway, what I will
product
say,
placement.
The short answer is basically, in the long run, collective bargaining is going to allow for actors in general to get more of everything. And right now, the two unions are split in half, and the broadcasters and networks and everyone else is driving a wedge between them, and that wedge will be gone when they merge. So it may take years and years of collective bargaining negotiations, but ultimately, all ships will rise. And that's why it's a good thing, in my opinion. Not for the producer.
Very
the producer's
cool.
going to pay more.
Okay, very cool. You do know everything, Peter Scott.
Oh,
I just want to interject.
He's a knowledgeable man.
I just want to interject and say that this Modelo that we're drinking is delicious and refreshing.
Oh,
and how come you have the 40 and we're all stuck with these 12 ounces?
Amelia.
I know, he got a big one. What does that mean?
He's got people calling in from Florida and Maryland. He can have a bigger beer.
I think if we had some Doritos flavored. Potato chips or any Frito-Lay brand.
We're gonna get you a pizza, bro. We're gonna get you a
and a throw.
Hopefully it's from Domino's.
It sounds fun there.
Product placement.
It is fun.
Garage pizza.
I know.
And a throw.
All right.
We're having a lot of fun over here, Amelia. By the
Thanks,
way, if you want to stay in contact with Peter Scott, he is available on Facebook. He's not like invisible or anything. And you can also
stalk him?
Yeah, you can totally stalk him. Of course, there's a lot of people named Peter Scott. He's the handsome one.
Right.
Okay. Is that why he's on the radio?
Face for radio.
Oh.
Yes.
You can audition to be a co-host if you want. That's some snappy material.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, you got a voiceover agent yet?
You do have a beautiful voice, Amelia.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All right, we're going to let you go. Go to torqueentertainment.com. She's not live, is she? Anyway, it's torque-entertainment. So that's torque-entertainment.com. One last question before we get into Always Prolific Set. Here's a question that I don't think you know the answer to, Peter, but it's the question that I'm concerned about. Are they going to change the rules on Financial Core when they join the two unions together?
You're right. I don't know the answer to it, but my hunch is yes. Yeah, I think that goes away.
Does that mean we're screwed?
I'm going to call SAG tomorrow and ask them that. It could mean if people were Financial Core, they'd be screwed. But Lord knows that people who love the union don't like people that are financial corps sometimes because they feel that they weaken the union.
Yeah.
Others, however, feel that financial corps is a smart option that allows one to earn more money while playing the field. So it will be interesting to find out what the status is with financial corps. But I'm going to call SAG and find that out.
Just the last thing I'll say is right in front of me, I printed out both the merger agreement and the Constitution.
Are you going to read that for us?
All 80 pages of this nonsense. So I got to say, like, there's a lot of information out there if you go to, like, say, Deadline Hollywood.
They emailed it to me.
Yeah. So most actors will have it, but if you're just, like, some weirdo who's curious. And
did you say DeadlineHollywood.com?
DeadlineHollywood.com.
Okay.
They have it all right there, lots of information about it, so. So all the answers I didn't answer tonight, there's one source.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a set from Always Prolific of E-Super and Hellfire Club. Check out the show. Continue at SkidRowStudios.com and call in at 1-800-893-9562. It's the Jake Gallagher program.
We're off now.
Just so you know, we've got Tumex coming up in just a couple minutes. More with Nick Thorburn from Islands and Unicorns and Kid Infinity rounding out the show. Sets from Always Prolific, Elos, and Brand B. Stay tuned.
Like some Western movies, smoothly with a fistful of dollars, fresh like the air on some NPR sun. Hot pockets and coffee to start. Ladies call me Subway. Always call me Subway. Always call me Subway. Always call me Subway. Always call me Subway.
Bass make her ass jiggle. She got a 5-star bass, but her racks little. I'm trying to put the pussy in the hospital. If she sat on a rainbow, she have Skittles.
Tall, dark skin, bad educated sister. Grew up in the hood where niggas pull trigger. She graduated from USC with a master's. Dropped a 45.
What it do?
Girl, you classy. But low key, you nasty. Girl, you classy, but low key, you nasty.
Oh, lingerie, yellow 6-inch heels with no panties on, and she's drinking out of fifth. So let's get drunk tonight.
For real.
Do a couple of bumps of white.
For real.
Do whatever the fuck you like.
Girl, you classy, but low key, you nasty. Girl, you classy, but low key, you nasty. Oh. Get sacks. All the ladies stand up, fellas kick back. Still ain't turned up, well I'ma change that. All my niggas to the front, ASAP. Don't know about the click, man, you late black. Where the fuck you been, acting like you hate rap? Young A-Rap, that's my alias. I'ma take that, cause they ain't gave me shit. I'm trying to get my hands on that black fitted. Nigga, that's a part of my damn image. All the black, white, Japanese trash with it. All my man's winning, give him the damn digits. Man, this shit's never ending. Fucking with prolific, CH representative.
First project, we the next to blow. New style, nostalgic flow. If you didn't know, soon, now you know. If you didn't know, soon, now you know. Start your minds, here we go. Start your minds, let it go.
We about to bring life to you, vegetables, relating pros, professional. Resuscitate heart with the Zoom, instrumentals, pins, the paintbrush, zoom and go. Simply something you never heard before, but dream. Therefore, the images you're witnessing, I've seen. I am Van Winkle, awoke from sleep. Come see the legends of the hollow. No Twitteran, we will lead you if you follow. It's go time, old vision, a new mind. I am Rookie Magic Johnson, nigga, it's showtime. No Apollo.
We're coming back. We're already back. Are we back?
Yo.
Yo.
How much of the pre-roll did we get? Did you hear me talking about $2, $20?
Yo.
Elvis Presley.
You're so cheap.
Yo, we're...
I'm very cheap.
Totally kidding. I'm cheap, too.
I wish you guys could smell this pizza out there.
Okay, there it goes.
I think we're on cheap competition.
Kim Trail.
On the Gallagher, the Jake Gallagher program, we're currently eating garage pizza. Yum, yum. We are serving Nick Thorburn garage pizza.
And the tallest beer.
Nick from Islands.
Nick thought I gave me a slice of pizza.
That's very sweet of him.
He thought I put a garage.
He's really nice.
That's your Valentine's Day present.
His niceness so far on the show has highlighted how much of a dick I am. We got callers calling and I'm like, hey man. He's like, hi, thanks for listening to my
music. Also his grammar.
Yeah, his grammar is top notch.
His brain works really well.
Yeah.
His posture.
Yeah. Not to mention the shirt that he's wearing is like a dress shirt / hoodie, which is the epicenter of dopeness.
He's like Tyler Durden to your Edward Norton.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the something to my something, for sure. Totally. He's like the Superman to my Clark Kent. That's what he's like.
Oh. The Peter Parker to your Spider-Man.
Whoa, whoa. Is that the voice of Verbi S I hear?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
What's up, Verbi? Yes?
Chilling, man. Sorry I was late.
I don't mind. This is the Jake Gallagher program. Anything goes.
Cool.
Tell me about your week, though, Verbs. What's going on?
Ah, man. I just been doing, I don't even know what I was. I wrote some raps today. That was cool.
And then
I rode my bike from Sepulveda and Olympic.
Last year, you were cool. A panda. Whoa.
No, yeah. Oh, last show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'm actually going to be in the commercial now. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, Do you get extra for that?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's going down.
You should get breakfast burritos served, like, straight to your doorstep.
Breakfast burritos?
I don't know. That's what they serve on set.
That's what you're saying. I was like, it's Panda Express. It's not breakfast.
It's in your rider. You should get it.
Yeah.
Yo, Verbs, I forgot
to ask. That's the only reason I work.
Was that Panda thing? Were you talking in your normal voice?
Yeah.
Or you got, like,
just normal voice?
Straight up?
Just, like, cheesy, right. Like, Panda Express advertisement raps.
Like, smooth jazz radio host?
Nah, it was just, like,
Panda
Play. Like, you know, stuff that was like that, like, you know.
A little dopey.
Yeah, it was really
wild. I'm a panda. I'm just gonna keep saying that.
How are you?
Okay.
It's like Beijing spice and orange chicken. Like that. Like it was like that type of shit.
Yeah, just firing it off.
Can I have a slice of pizza? Would that be all right? I would love one.
Is that like no meat pizza?
You put it in your mouth, dude.
Is this vegan? Because that's really popular in LA.
So vegan.
And there's like no napkins. So
it's vegan
like
cheese.
You
guys, pepperoni.
Do not make a mess in this studio. Every bit of trash needs to go in the trash can. Yeah, to promote your band.
It's going to be like Skid Row Automatic Studios.
Right? Baby.
You notice the stickers are gone.
Yeah, I did notice the stickers.
He took them down. He came back and took them down.
What was the name of the dude who was on here last week?
Nick French.
Who put the sticker up?
Chris French.
I totally saw him going into the 7-Eleven, and then he just like looked at me and kept walking, and I was like,
He probably was thinking, how do I know this guy? I don't think you should take it personally.
It was quick. I'm not, but I was just like,
She couldn't be right, though. She could be right.
True.
Hold on, you guys.
It's very quick, yeah. No, I wasn't dissing him. I was just stating a fact of what happened.
Hey, we have to get like real like structured now. We have to get
structured.
Let's get really structured.
Yeah, we're gonna edit this later though, so it doesn't matter.
So you don't need to have headphones on.
Cool.
You just fly by the seat of your pants, man. Whew. Damn.
Yeah.
I need headphones because I'm deaf.
You can fly.
Yeah. So Nick, tell us stuff. Shane, ask him something.
I got some questions for you, Nick.
While your mouth is full, please answer this question.
I've been thinking about these questions for my co-hosts and maybe some people who aren't as familiar with Nick's music and his history of music as I am. Nick was in the Unicorns as well as the Islands and Mr. Heavenly.
Those are bands, right?
Yeah, they are bands. Okay. He took a break from Mr. Heavenly and returned to Islands for this latest album. Commercial album, am I right?
Your commercial album?
You've done some stuff proper.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I made that solo thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So as a person who comes from a very diverse and eclectic musical background who I think has tackled different sounds with different albums and done so very well, why did you choose to revisit Islands after Mr. Heavenly? I know you've gone through lineup changes, different band members. Why this and why not another project? And can you tell us a little bit about the album?
I went back to Islands because
that's kind of the center point in my musical livelihood, I guess. It's the main host, and I'm just kind of like a alien parasite that jumps from host to host with all these different projects, and that's the most nourishing one, I guess.
Yo, you are hella philosophical.
I'm just reciting Kyle MacLachlan in The Hidden. I don't know what you're talking about.
I prefer Sarah MacLachlan.
Really?
In the ASPCA commercial.
You're telling me you prefer...
Turn the channel or you cry like a woman. If you're a woman. You cry more.
Okay.
Yo, don't mind me, man. Go back to what you're doing, dude. Shane, ask him something smart, please.
Oh, and you want me to talk about this
album? Talk about this new album. The direction of it, the sound, the feel. I mean, the first two islands were so different from each other.
The first three Islands albums were all kind of different. Yeah, it was like a pivot. I kind of do pivot moves, I guess, where try new things within what I'm capable of doing and try to push that. And the new Islands album was, you know, inspired by situations that were happening to me, external situations. So it was a reaction to that, I guess. It was a different approach to songwriting and all that jazz. And I don't know. I just like to keep moving and try different things. You know, that's like it's important to me to keep it fresh. Fresh.
Wicca, wicca, fresh. That's your cue to say wicca, wicca.
I did it back here.
Wicca, wicca.
And your tour for this album starts on the 14th at the Bootleg Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your album release then? I guess so, because it comes out February 14th.
Mm-hmm.
You know
Happy
how much
Valentine's Day.
$200.
Fuck!
I don't think I can go to that one.
I think they're $18.
Okay!
Is there a $20 Ticketmaster charge to it? Service fee?
Shit, I don't know. I'm just a singer.
I'm just kidding.
I'm dumb. I'm on heroin right now. You gotta talk to my manager.
You trying to give me death?
Just trying to make you skinnier.
I love the Bootleg. I saw some people there one time. Saw Adam Goldberg. Is that his name?
Yes.
The Hebrew Hammer?
The Bootleg is on Beverly, right?
Yep,
it's on Beverly. Beverly near Alvarado.
Yeah,
I've been there.
Open Mike played a show there.
Yeah, Bus
Flash
Driver.
Playing Granada played a show there. Speaking of Bus Driver, haven't you done a collabo with him or something?
Yeah.
Down the driver. I did a remix with him like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
It came out Monday.
For his solo show?
You know, it was a remix off the Flash Bang stuff, but it was like for promo for the new Bows and Arrows thing.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, I fucks with Bus Driver. And I think we're on the same...
The Hood fucks with Nick Thorburn.
Verbs, I think we're on the same Jimmy the Lock, the No Can Do, right?
Oh, you're on there?
Yeah, I produced a track and sang a hook on it.
Oh, tight, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it's a great record. Your track is a favorite.
Oh, thanks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Bus Driver, subtitle, Kev.
Krev Life.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you exchanging tweets with LP. You know him too?
Yeah, we're working on a project as well, and I'm singing on his new record and playing some stuff on his new...
He's got a new record?
It's in the mixing stages.
Because he took... He went away from Definitive Jux, right?
Yeah, he put that to bed. It was oh shit, I hope he's not listening right now though.
I saw his show with the airliner when he came out for I'll Sleep When You're Dead.
Yeah, I wasn't in town, but I heard it was great.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I love that. I mean, Kevin, all the low end people are doing is really, really amazing.
Okay.
I did it once. I think Tumex was Tumex Bus Driver and No Can Do were freestyling over Islands. We were the backing band and
tight.
Fucked off of our mind on
ecstasy. Tumex, the unofficial mayor of La Brea.
I could not stand. I actually couldn't stand up straight. I had to hunch over a keyboard. I hope my mom's not listening.
And have someone massage your back.
Yeah, felt real good. I had a pacifier too and a really long wallet chain. It was really cool. But that was
an Elmo.
That was kind of an insane experience. Low end has low end.
Man, you feel that bass in your soul, man.
Yeah.
Bone marrow jiggling bass. That's what that shit is.
Okay, so for a lot of our listeners, what is one thing about Nick Thorburn that people would be surprised to know about Nick Thorburn?
I'm a cartoonist. I don't know what that.
Sweet. Oh, you draw?
I do comic books, yeah.
Oh, tight.
I got one coming out next week.
Oh, wow. That's baller. It's hella baller.
Where can we find them at?
Secret Headquarters.
Oh.
Sunset.
Word, word.
And, oh, I like live right next to there.
Great.
Awesome.
I'll ran by Dave and Dave.
Dave, Dave,
the double Dave's the run that store.
Well, I know only the one Dave, but
it's two.
You have a chest of bomb and shit? Characters?
I can't do that.
No.
I have no graffiti skills.
Hey, he's a real artist, man.
Is this your first one?
I wish I could. I can't.
Nick is actually Banksy.
That's something.
Hey, we're going to take a call right now. We got Dave from Los Angeles. Let's see what Dave's got to say. Is Dave on the air?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, I was just calling to say I really liked that music. I'm not... necessarily someone who listens to that music all the time, but I really enjoyed it.
That music? Are you trying to say something?
The music that I was like, just listening to.
Sounds like you people.
The hip and the hop.
That's called talking, man. Come
I really like that music. Are you talking about the music that you heard in between the two guests, Dave?
Yes, indeed. I thought it was very choice.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Not only was it choice, but you actually heard a rapper whose name is Choice, Choice Arif.
That's crazy.
Recorded by Always Prolific. What Always Prolific runs his own little studio that you heard a song by me. It was a collaboration between Jake Gallagher and Ketch Lungs, who's from Colorado. Mermaids and Vampires, what's up?
All day.
He's recorded some tracks with Verbs as well. You also heard a track by Davey Wonder, DB, right?
DB Wonder.
DB Wonder. I like it. He sounds ludicrous-like to me.
Ludicrous.
I like what he says and does.
I thought he sounded pretty ludicrous, too.
Yeah. Are you trying to? Is that an insult or a compliment? I really don't know.
Or like Ludacris the rapper, like Ludacris, like the
adjective. The adjective.
Do you mean Chris Bridges or Bo Bridges?
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges.
That's what I should have said.
Chris Penn. Rest in
Madison Bridges. Square.
Bridges over the River Kwai.
Right.
Totally.
And scene.
I'm typing a Facebook update right now. Are you gonna go listen to Nick Thorburn's music right now? The Islands.
Yeah, I'm looking him up on Wikipedia.
It's a good place.
There's a lot of information music is up on there.
Product placement. Yeah.
They're going to get shut down for all the foul sharing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Nick, where can foul people get sharing. Your music online? Where can we like download it and buy it and stuff?
I think BT Junkie, Pirate Bay, Mega Upload.
Where can we download it?
Napster.
Where can we download it so you get paid? Where can we download it so you get something from it?
Was that a long enough pause?
Do you have it on your website or something?
I don't know, man. iTunes, I guess.
Yeah.
Local record store, though, probably, preferably.
I don't even buy physical records, dog. I mentally telepathize them.
They should sell MP3s at record stores.
Though. Dave, you have a question? You said,
yeah, for Nick Thorburn. Are you in a project with actor Michael Cera?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, I'm a fan of his movies.
What is he doing with Michael Cera?
On a project called Mr. Heavenly, which also involves Joe Plummer of Modest Mouse.
What?
Black Card Procession.
Nice. Man, you've done your research.
He's on Wikipedia.
I read that on Wikipedia.
I'm on Wikipedia right now. In fact, I think that's what I'm going to do, Jake. I think I'm going to call into your show occasionally when you're talking about a subject, and I'm going to tell you things from the Wikipedia page of that subject.
That sounds really good, man.
Jake's on Wikipedia right now.
It's you're like going to be our co-host on the Wikipedia side.
Yeah, well, I'll just come in. I'll do a little analyst thing. I'll be Dave the Wikipedia guy, and there's your knowledge for the day.
Thank you.
Have a nice show.
Oh, that was like peace. Sweet.
That dude's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
One more quick call before we go back to Shane's 60 minutes like grilling of Nick.
22 questions.
Nick Diamonds. Hey, before we take this call, Nick, where does the nom de plume Nick Diamonds come from?
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just like a kind of teenage thing, you know?
Do you still like it as an adult?
I don't really use it anymore. I kind of use it for solo projects, but it's kind of just a little alias, I guess, just to get into character.
It's kind of fun to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love getting into character. Let's put Paulette on the air. We got Paulette? Or do we have to go with the other guy first?
Yeah, Paulette. Let's put Paulette on the air.
Yeah. It's Paulette Raquel, right? Paulette.
It gotta be Paulette because we were on
it's
Facebook
Paulette.
Chat. Paulette, what up?
What up?
That's crazy. Yeah, dude.
You enjoying the show tonight, Paulette?
Yeah. How you doing, Paulette?
What? I'm good tonight.
You enjoying the show tonight?
I am. It's good. I love it. I love it.
What do you think? Should we put Ishil on it? She keeps asking.
Should I put who?
Ishil.
Ishil.
Ishil? Ishil on Crenshaw right now.
Oh, what? No, you know, Ishil. You know, Flyball Ishil.
Omar. Yeah, that's my girl, of course.
Yeah. We're going to put her on the show. So she can talk about.
Oh, when is she coming?
Oh, I don't know. Sometime we'll have to Google Doc about that.
Yes.
So it's all about the Google Doc.
What are we about to learn from you this evening?
Do you have Wikipedia in front of you?
Tonight we're going to learn about Los Angeles culture. Isn't that great?
What is that even
to talk about today?
You said you played volleyball today?
I played volleyball. I volleyed some balls.
I played golf too.
Jake's extracurricular activities.
Yo, we got Dulo in here just to fucking make a face when I say something that's touchy.
You going to the downtown art walk today? Cause this is going down. There's free drinks everywhere.
What?
I think I am.
Oh yeah, man.
It kind of already happened, right?
No, it's right happening now. Right now.
It happens all day.
When we leave, I'm going to like 3 spots and getting drunk.
It gets
I don't even know where to go. What's popping tonight?
Ninth and Broadway.
Are there any parties?
Tell her where to meet you. Where's the spot to meet her at?
Like 9th and Broadway first, and then we go Spring and 6, and there's something on like Hope, and there's something. It just hit me up. I gave you my number in the chat, so you know. We'll coordinate.
Okay.
Oh, do you know her already?
This is Paulette Raquel, right?
That would be crazy. Nah, this is the homie.
I feel like he's all excited about somebody doesn't know. Like,
this is Paulette Raquel, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Is that Jake?
It's Jake.
It's Jake.
Gallagher.
It's his program.
I only talk a little bit on the Jake Gallagher program.
Just a little bit.
It's like
just a little bit.
You know?
But for Jake, he doesn't speak enough. That's what he's trying to tell you guys.
Nah, man. I'm annoying half the time.
Nah, he doesn't need us.
You are. You're such a jerk. Jake.
You really took that guy personally last week.
No, I really
like
that
dude.
Those
people.
No, I love that. The way he was speaking and everything was very...
He doesn't know that I do need these people.
No, he called everyone ignorant.
I need more than these people. I need 20 people.
What do you mean these people?
Ignorant, yeah.
You don't need these people.
We're
what are you talking
man.
About?
Paulette, we're going to let you go. We got one more call from Don Wonton. From Watts.
Bye.
Don Wonton, does the hood fuck with Jake Gallagher?
Yeah, what's up, dog? Shit, what's going on, man?
Y'all what up, dog?
I'm time and shit, motherfucker. Shit, dog.
Is this the same guy that
is this a friend of yours,
Duo?
Did you tell this dude to call him?
Hey, what's good, homie?
Hey, what's good, dog? Shit, man.
I can't call him my G, you know what I'm saying? We keep chilling.
I be listening to y'all motherfuckers talking about islands and shit, man. I think that I'm like sitting here like, and my mind is blown, man. Not only do you be doing music and shit, but my question is like, how y'all motherfuckers like be able to do music and make the most delicious burgers in Los Angeles?
Well, it's hard that we have a simple recipe.
And that shit's tight, man. Like, you know, like you go into the restaurant and shit, and like you walk into Hawaii. And that shit is fucking tight. Hey,
well, that's
everyone gets laid.
Tiki punch, man. That is the truth, dude.
We have a policy of trying to create an atmosphere. You know, it's a there's 52 secret spices, and I'm glad that you appreciate the work we put into the
pipeline burger is good too, and cool breeze the shake.
Yeah, man, that's that.
What's on the pipeline,
right?
Well, Nick wants to play
that
tracks.
One I think is better than Tommy's and
we gotta play tracks.
Nick wants to play tracks.
Hey, Don, how'd you hear about the show, Don?
Hold on, man.
I'm at the restaurant.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Take it to the dome,
Don. How'd you hear about the show?
Burgers he was talking about.
Yes, this is an
Don
official radio show.
Stinky.
Someone has called in to take a bong hit.
Man,
yeah,
man,
man.
We are a television radio show now. Yeah.
Well, hey, I had done heard about y'all show and shit. This is, you know, the JK guy. Black Sultan. Shit, man, because I be listening to Skid Row and shit.
You heard it from Skid Row?
Hell yeah, motherfucker. I follow that shit on Facebook and shit.
Nice.
You know,
SkidRowStudios.com.
JK Gallagher.
Motherfucker.
Hell yeah, homie.
He's just kidding.
All day.
Get it.
All day, 24 motherfuckers.
What's up?
Seven.
All day.
I hope somebody's recording this for use in future MP3s. Your voice is going to be replayed during my rap shows, bro.
Hell yeah. You want me to fucking bust out a bumper? What, motherfucker? Shit.
Do it. Yeah, yeah. Three, right, two, one.
All right, motherfuckers. Y'all listening to the J.K. Gallagher Show on www.skidrow.la. And what, motherfucker?
Yeah. All motherfucking day. All day.
J.K. Gallagher.
All right, Don Wonton, we are going to let you go. I want to thank you very much.
I want to give a shout out to Skid Row Studios and Mo Music Radio Pod and shit.
Awesome.
Pace.
Pace.
Bye. All right, I got a...
Hey, you can add us up on facebook.com/groups/TheJakeGallagherProgram. That's the J-A-Y-K Gallagher Program. You can also go to jakegallagher.com/program. That's JAYKGALLAGHER.com/program. So, Nick wanted to tell us some more.
I have one more question for Nick before we get into his tracks.
Lay it out.
I'm talking about the needle marks.
Nick has a really
I don't want to talk about it.
Amazing and
I think they're
elaborate
nicely.
Stage show, and I feel like he's had a lot of license to be very creative with his different albums and acts, and I feel like your music has persevered over the last decade since I first saw you with Metric at the Music Box.
Oh, nice.
And what advice can you give to people who,
now that your wallet is all lit,
are creative
up
and intellectual,
grow up,
who make music?
Growing.
What advice could you give people that are just starting out or maybe have been doing it for a while?
Well, I started out with the pineapple burger, and I added, it was the secret sauce. It was a mayo.
Oregano.
Avocado?
Oregano.
I don't know, man. What's the secret to my success?
Well, just what advice could you give any musicians that are coming up or working on their craft or drugs?
I think to spend a lot of time, you know, be patient and work on it before you. I don't know. I don't know if I have any good advice. Maybe just to keep doing.
Nick, did you hustle?
Yeah, I mean, I would hitchhike to shows. The first couple shows in the Unicorns, we would get our gear and get on the highway and some rides to Vancouver.
Fuck yeah.
So you wanted it, you put in the work, right?
Well, we enjoyed it. I mean, the most important piece of advice I could say is enjoy it.
I agree with that 100-something%.
Don't look for some weird end result. You know, just kind of enjoy it while it's happening, because that's probably as good as it's going to get. If you're not enjoying it, it doesn't matter how well you're doing. You know, if you're like kind of always, you know, like looking for that hit, it's like a junkie. Not to keep going back to heroin, I don't know if that's a theme, but like
it's like Angelina Jolie, it's the heroin.
Just enjoy that high, you know, like stop trying to search for that elusive perfect
fame
high. to elaborate on an analogy, but I don't know. Yeah, I would just say enjoy it and stick with it, and if you'll get better, and if you're persistent and if you're enjoying it, then it'll pop, or you know, it'll connect, it'll click with someone at some point. It's just like a mathematical
pop like Pringles
potential.
It is.
Nick,
it is.
I wish that you would come back after your tour, because I really like what you add to this program right here. But with that said, we got to play your tracks because we are running low on time.
Gotcha. Dun, dun, dun.
Tell us what we're gonna listen to, and
I don't remember
on the Jake Gallagher Show program.
Program, Marie Bollinger. Yeah, what are we going to listen to?
I don't remember what I put on that flash drive. I think
we got Never Go Solo, right, and Hallways.
Right.
Let's put Devin on the air for 20 seconds while we tell him about what track that's going to be. Devin.
Jake.
Devin, we're about to play a track by Nick.
All right, dude. What do you think of this line? Hey, your girl set in this world, she more like a slut. Because your girl more like a squirrel, fuck anything with nuts.
What?
Could I use that?
like walnuts. Yeah,
you can definitely
that's
use that, man.
Nick wants
hey, remember,
it.
Man.
It's beautiful.
Middle class white kids fuck with you, Jake.
Yeah. Okay.
Can we get it? Can we get a clip of that?
Yeah.
Middle class white kids.
That needs to be his profile timeline on Facebook.
Nick is actually writing that down as we speak.
Yeah. Middle class white kids fuck with
totally
Jake Gallagher.
That.
Hey, where'd you hear about the show from, Devin?
Your Facebook.
Okay. Oh, is this the dude with the glasses that battled at the basement the other day?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. What's your rapper name, Devin?
D-Dubs.
I guess he was at the Basement 818 tournament, and he won the first round, and then he lost to Christian 818, which is like...
Oh, Christian.
It's difficult to beat him in a freestyle. I beat him in written. But that's very respectable, Devin, so I would strongly suggest that you return the following month. It's the last Sunday of every month.
Black Sultan.
He's like, how old are you, dude? Aren't you like 17 or something?
No, I'm 16.
Shit! You're so young. Go battle rap somebody. See you on the Facebook, bro. Thanks for calling in.
Right.
We're gonna play
thanks,
Nick
man.
From Island's track. Which one?
Always.
Always. Nick Thorburn fans, listen closely.
Let's go. Some people really be listening, dog. They be like Facebook chatting me up, like, is somebody gonna just crack a beer on the air? And I was like, dang.
Oh, cool.
They're fucking AJ.
Awesome fucking.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Are we?
Really?
Oh.
Really? Yo, oh, we back on the air. Black Sultan, what's up? Yeah.
That was a really great song.
Thank you.
It was. Hey, you know, you don't have to be organized to be a good radio show. You can, you know, if it comes back and everybody's happily talking to each other.
It's a good sign.
Then you know that we're having a good time. So, Nick, what can you tell us about the song that we just heard that we should know? You know, I, the uneducated, what should I know?
I came up with the song, the seed of the song at LP's house. I don't know if that's a juicy trivia.
It's a big deal to me.
I was staying at his place when I was in New York because I used to live there, but... I left, and I kind of don't live anywhere now. I'm kind of like a
homeless person.
I'm a fancy vagabond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
homeless person.
That's what I totally relate. Too.
That's tight.
Verbs is a vagabond don. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I respect that.
Self-proclaimed.
So yeah, I'm a man without a country. So
You're a sovereign citizen?
I'm a sovereign. Yeah, I think so. I think I have diplomacy too. I think I could.
That's ill,
kill
man.
Somebody and be cool. That's, I don't know. I'll check. But
you should do that.
Hey,
really,
I'm trying to be a sovereign one day, dude. I'm really taking steps.
Hey, we're running out of time. So, what did you want to ask him about the tour?
Oh, Nick's starting his tour here, and he's also, or the Islands are starting their tour here, and they're also finishing, wrapping up their tour here.
That's right. On the 14th, we're playing. We're playing the bootleg, and on the 14th of March we're playing the bootleg as well. So
that's rad.
It's kind of an Illuminati thing. My numbers are all, it's very important to me to have the same kind of.
I love the Illuminati. It runs shit.
Those two guys are like anti-Illuminati.
I have a gang of like Mason homies. Yeah, cool. Great people.
Yeah. You talk about Illuminati in front of Always Prolific and Dulo, and they would jump.
Is it bad to out Masons? Is it bad to out them?
I don't know. So.
I mean, if somebody comes at you and tell you there's a Mason, that means they don't really care about people knowing they're a Mason. Right. It's not a big deal.
I'm a Mason. I stick rocks together with sticky stuff.
Yeah.
We got to get into your second song. So tell us what we're about to listen to.
Another song.
Which one is it?
It's called Never Go Solo. And it's also a piano heavy joint.
Does it have anything to do with Star Wars?
Oh,
that's disrespectful.
Oh,
no. I crossed the fucking line, man. I'm out of here.
Damn. Well, let's play this. Let's play the song while he beats me up.
friends with her since I tried to cast her in a play.
Why?
I'm Jake Gallagher, and this is the Jake Gallagher Program.
Chip. With
co-hosts Verbi S.
We're having fun here.
Marie Bollinger, Preston Thalandroma, and Shane Carpenter.
I'm eating tangerine.
That was a song by Nick Thorburn from the band Islands and Unicorns and Mr. Heavenly.
Well, all those people didn't make that song. That was just Islands that made that one.
I heard that Islands is like the sun of your musical universe.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You said it was the main host that you parasitized. I was trying to astronomy.
Yeah, I'd rather be a little darker, but
like if
you
want to be.
You brought light into that, Jake.
I try.
Astronomical.
Just like you bring light into the studio.
Thank you.
Amber, can you give a big what's up to our Ustream people?
Sunshine.
You know, in the next couple weeks, we're going to have hot female guests. But for now, at least we have a hot female host.
I can't wait.
Yeah. Speaking of hot female guests, those are the type of people that love Tumex.
That's true.
Amen.
Tumex is here with us.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Man, good job on the show, man. This is like... It's like a ghetto Howard Stern.
Yeah, baby.
Jake's kind of the shit. He doesn't need us, though.
You hit it on the head, brother.
This is like a ghetto Howard Stern run by like Bill Gates, run by nerds.
It's like a low-budget man cow, man. You're doing it. Making
it crack. So you got a new album coming up with DJ Nobody, right?
Yep, it just came out on iTunes with Elvin. You guys know DJ Nobody from the
LVZ.
Yeah, man, it's called Sun Got Sons. That's me and his, one of our old groups with him. It's called Fallen Angels, and it's Elvin doing his T-Pain, doing his Low End Theory pain, and it's cracking, man.
I put vitamin water in my
trap
in
theory.
My vitamins.
Yeah, man, it's dope. Elvin's dope, man.
Hey, I know the answer from you, but Nick, do you have you ever met Tumex before?
I have, yeah. I've been to his house before.
What?
I think maybe when Subtitle was living there.
Oh yeah, Gino, that's right.
And you rap with Islands at Low End 2008.
Yep. That was one of the better days, man. That was dope with No Can and Bus, right?
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Corn Gang.
Yep, Corn Gang.
Yep. I was honored, man. I was honored to be there, man, and be a one night Corn Ganger. It was dope.
You're definitely honorary.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that was
dope, man. Yeah, Subtitle. Subtitle's dope, man. His little gray hairs are still in the house.
Yeah.
He ain't lived at my house for like 7 years, but you'll still find like Gino's hair somewhere.
Yeah, man. He's like a Yoda of some sort.
He's in the crevicle. He taught me words like crevicle and
he
introduced me to people like yourself and man, Gino's crazy, man. People like yourself slid by the house, homie from Postal Service, homie from Sara. Gino was a one man.
He brings people together.
He does. He really does. Every day he'd come out of the room like, "You got to hear this band." It's like two cousins from Switzerland, you know. And it'd be dope.
Eyedrops.
And then next day he'd be like, "Yo, check out this Ethiopian band." You know, like every day, man. It's like, so yeah, I love Gino, man.
He's the best.
Hell yeah.
So we're about to bid adieu to the mighty Nick Thorburn, aka Nick Diamonds. Oh. I mean, say goodbye in Norwegian.
Shit.
Just kidding. It's French. So it's a sad thing to say goodbye to Nick due to his awesome tasticness.
So long.
But maybe we can get him back in at the end of March. You know, when he comes back from his tour.
I'd love to. You guys are a fun time. Thanks for having me.
That's what she said.
Shane, for bringing me in.
Thank you.
She said you guys were a fun time. Thanks for having me.
I think I've said that before.
I bet you have. I bet you have.
Kidding.
Last episode.
My dad is listening right now. I'm kidding.
Last episode, Marie
You're
revealed
kidding that, your
that
dad
she.
Is listening?
No.
I guess I won't tell him that your dad's listening, you know, now that we know your dad's listening. What you revealed last episode about that. Your life.
No, my dad was listening last week, too. He's my biggest fan.
My dad listens,
really
too.
That's true.
My dad listened too.
Really
I told you about
that.
How he gave me advice on the
she
rapping.
Really said that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Him and my mom tuned in. They had a nice plate of spaghetti with turkey meatballs.
This shit is like too delightful for me right now.
I had a radio show in college too, and he was the only listener often.
Often.
Like every Sunday, we had Soundtrack Sundays.
If my dad had a radio show, I would listen. I would listen to it. Hey, we're gonna put Wose Kofi on the air for 20 seconds right before we get into Elos's set.
We gotta say
Wose, what's going on?
Shit, I'm chilling, man. What's good?
Wose Kofi, what up, dog?
Man, I'm good. It's been a minute. I'm glad.
Turn your speakers down. Turn your speakers down. It's feeding back. Turn your speakers down. We can hear Jake Gallagher's voice.
Oh, my bad. I'm just kind of excited to see you guys doing some good things, man. It's positive.
Oh, good looking, Dougie.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Got the Wolverines in the house representing.
Yeah, me.
I always like to come through and see you representing at Leimert Park Art Walk, which is the last Sunday of every month at 4343 Leimert Park Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. You got to represent every last Sunday of the month. This month, February 26th, we represent Black History Month, so it's going to be live.
Big time.
Man, fashion show, all kind of stuff like, happening. I just dropped the video. Check it out on Facebook. It's pretty dope.
Okay. Wose Kofi with the videos? Not mad.
Absolutely. Hey, Wose, I want you to call back next week as well because you are loved.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. Good to hear. Good to hear the people. I hope everybody is having a good night, you know. I'm finna hit the Hollywood in a minute, you know, CDs or whatnot.
I love Hollywood. Hollywood pays me
going
money.
Playhouse or what? Going colony? Where
pay
you going?
Me money, Hollywood.
I don't know. Actually, my boy Q-Boy, he's had something in Las Palmas for his birthday, so I might just go kind of support.
Oh, word.
Hey, by the way, we're about to get into a set by Elos. Wose, I gotta let you go. We'll see you next week. Love you, brother. Talk to you soon.
I hope
this is
tomorrow.
Elos of Alpha Pup and Hellfire is about to spin a set for
us. Let's go.
Let's do it. We got Alejandro Ocana when we come
True
back.
Wave.
As well as Kid Infinity, Ryan.
You bleed a funny way, all of my shoes, all of what you got to say, got to say. Thank you.
And we're back on the Jake Gallagher program. That was Elos of Alpha Pup and Hellfire Club, an amazing beat maker. Actually, he and I have a project called Seismic, which you really need to put your earlobes on because it's so good. Damn, I sound like I'm on ecstasy or something.
That was cracking, man. That was really, really dope, brother. That was super fucking dope.
Elos is so,
so
good.
So fucking dope, man.
Elos is so good. Grab the microphone, man.
Yeah.
Put your headphones on. Grab the microphone. Elos is hella tight.
Hey, everybody. Thank you guys for having me. Jake? I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to plug my album real quick. I have an album coming out on March 27th on Alpha Pup Records. It's called Scenes of Life / Electricity. And I didn't play a single track from the album tonight, so you might not like it. Or you might like it if you didn't like my set, because it's whatever.
Yo, but Elos has at least two albums downloadable on Bandcamp. You can go to elos.bandcamp.com and get them. You can also go on the Alpha Pup website. You can look for some cool videos on YouTube that have him in it. It's ELOS. And he's a resident DJ here, although he won't be every night. He might be here about once a month, so you want to tune in on the nights that Elos is here.
Yeah, man, that's just fly.
There's
dude.
Like a full-on party in the studio here.
I know. All of the other hosts besides us.
We got some two hotties in red over there in the corner.
Yeah. What's up, Preston?
How you doing?
Preston, you had something that you wanted to say earlier, right?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about astral projection.
Dulo, can you close the door?
I wanted to see if I could teach people how to astral project. Because I think it's...
You could teach me how to astral project?
There we go.
Tumex.
I couldn't hear myself.
Have you ever astral projected, Tumex?
I've projected myself into some astral. Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Let's put Jason on the air. Let's put Jason on the air.
Yeah,
I bet you have, man. I bet you tear it up,
man.
Is Jason on the air?
Porno.
Jason, have you ever astral projected yourself?
Yes, I have.
I don't even what does that mean?
Preston, fill us in.
On accident.
Astral projection. I think the best way to do it is when you're laying down in bed, preferably with someone, maybe if you're dating someone, and if you turn your back to them and close your eyes and imagine that you are both on rafts in the ocean drifting away, or you imagine that the room is like stretching apart, that's how I feel like you can astral project. Like you step, you're just out, you're outside of your body. And
that helps. That helps.
Cool.
Hey, what's going on, Jason? What's the deal this evening, Jason?
Hey, what's the deal with everyone else? Stuff. And that's my question. Thank you.
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not too much. First time listener and
long-time
caller.
Thank you for listening.
First time listener, long-time caller.
Yeah, second time to a broke up one. I guess my question's for Nick.
Oh man, Nick just left.
Wait. Ask the question for Nick.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna answer for me.
How is your relationship with Alden and Jamie?
I love Alden and Jamie.
Professionally, yeah, right.
Alden and Jamie and I are getting along so well. I'm Nick. Just kidding. Good. He's not here anymore. But
I know.
But he's gonna listen to this podcast later, and he's gonna let you know. He's on Facebook, man. You gotta track him down.
And Twitter.
Oh, I don't do online dating.
Do you
that's what Facebook is for
his
real.
Twitter is at Nick from Islands. You can ask him on Twitter.
Yeah, actually my grandmother for my 30th birthday bought me a Twitter account, and that's how I found Nick.
Wow, she must have spent a lot of money on that.
She put money into Twitter?
I randomly, his name showed up on the scroll page. I don't know if you're familiar. And
The scroll page. The scroll page is made out of vellum. That's what I write my monkish manuscripts on.
Don't forget to make sure you pay your Facebook bill. So
I think it comes out of her Social Security. I'm not sure, though. I could check.
God, I hope it doesn't come out of her Social Security.
I forgot to
Twitter's
pay my,
really expensive.
Dude, I forgot
now.
To pay my Twitter bill, and they just cut. They started cutting my shit off.
Yeah, like, you got even sent to collections.
I've heard
I started
of that.
Dimming the lights on my Twitter. Mm-hmm. Like it was just real dark. It's hard to see. Shit.
Yeah. All right, Jason. Well, we appreciate you calling in. We might have Nick Thorburn back on the show at the end of March if we can convince him.
Mm-hmm.
I think
we can. I think
I was kind of a douchebag, and I think that might draw him away. You wouldn't come back at the end of March?
He does a lot of drugs, I think.
Really? Because he looked pretty clear-eyed to me. He could have been Ben Stein. His eyes were so clear.
I think your grandma does a lot of drugs because she's like paying for Twitter. I'm going to her credit card.
Okay. We got to let you go, Jason, but we appreciate you.
Thank you. Listen
next week to the Jake Gallagher program on SkidRowStudios.com.
I love Jake Gallagher movies, man.
Yeah, Jarhead me too.
Jarhead was good shit, man. Thanks, dude.
Have you seen The Social Network? What's Red? Did he say Red Strawhead?
Jake Gallagher.
That was the sequel to the previous movie.
Sounded like you said, I loved Red Strawhead.
Nope. I think it means Gallagher, the dude that hits the watermelon with the sledgehammer.
That might be what he was referring to. Yeah. Or it could be Noel Gallagher.
I think he was just a tweaker.
What'd you do in Social Network?
I said left, the one on the left. At the beginning of the movie where the dude makes a website where you choose who's hot or not. Uh-huh. We've got Dave from Colorado who wants to talk to Jake. Before we put you on the air, Dave.
Jake.
Alex. When's your next show?
What happened? Oh, tomorrow, man.
What?
Tomorrow we're doing a benefit to try to help save the Basement Records up on Van Nuys.
Basement 818? What's up?
Yep.
At Van Nuys and Ventura?
Shout out to Basement Records.
Yep, shout out to them. We're doing a show tomorrow. It's Cadillac, Ron, Existerio, Cap, Callus, myself, a bunch of cats sliding through, trying to support that spot. That spot used to support us for a lot of years. Used to buy our CDs and shirts and all that, and we're trying to help the home grow out. So come see some hip-hop. I'm going to play some new songs from the new shit.
Yeah, you know, the Basement 818, they have a monthly freestyle tournament on the last Sunday of every month, which if any newbies to the freestyle world want to get out there, like that dude that called in earlier, or maybe Dylan Drews, the younger brother of Danielle Drews, you should go there and contribute to that tournament.
We'll go out there.
And also, we have Grind Time events there. Our last Grind Time battle was there. We've got actually the Fresh Coast tryout battles are coming up. I don't know, next week. I forget the date. But go to the Basement. Support the Basement.
I'm going to go out there, man. I'm battling poverty out there tomorrow night.
I'm battling boredom out there tomorrow night. I'll be trying to entertain myself while saving the Basement.
Yeah, come on, man. But
so don't we have, is Dave on right now?
Dave is on right now.
So
what's up, Dave?
I think I know who Dave from Colorado is.
Do you? I'm looking for the sender. Is this a pinata hour? Is it? It is.
Yeah, this is the pinata hour, and my name is Lysander Vega. And yeah,
I wish I could do my Lysander impersonation.
$800 for you.
I would do it. I'm going to
beat the shit out of that motherfucker. Yo, what's up, it's Spider? How's everybody doing? What's cracking, Alex?
Doing well. Hey, by the way, we love Lysander De Vega. I love Lysander De Vega.
Hell yeah, he's ultra homie.
Except for when he doesn't pay people money that he promises them to pay them.
Mm.
It hasn't happened to me, though.
He's a super homie.
I don't know anything about that either. I never heard anything like that.
Yeah, so what's
up? This is Dave from Colorado. Just calling to say hi.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave, do you know Catch Lungs?
Catch Lung? No, I don't think so.
Oh, man, he's a Colorado dude. You guys should be friends.
He's white.
I should hit him up.
He got tattoos, you know, he's cool.
Hello, I'm white. He's got
he has mad cadences and
he's got a woman
patterns.
Tattooed on his stomach that's holding the earth. He's got a crew called Mermaids and Vampires.
What part of Colorado are you from?
I'm from Pueblo.
Ah, that's right. Pueblo's fresh, homie. I like Pueblo.
Pueblizzi.
Yeah,
Pueblito. So you're really minus, right?
Minus? No.
No, Midas. Not mine plus us.
Not mine plus us. No, no, no. That guy's a fucking fag, yo.
All right. To each his own, Stomy.
Yeah. But, it's fucking mine. It's calling from fucking Las Cruces, New Mexico, man. Okay, Dave from Colorado.
Yeah, like I've got your code name is now burned into my mind, Dave from Colorado.
Oh, what up, Bobby Depot?
Wait, is there two people on the phone?
Yeah, I'm confused.
No, that's minus.
It's me, yo.
This is minus.
Mine plus us. 818.
Oh, okay, because he was like, yeah, that dude's a fag. And I was like, damn.
I think he was insulting his own self.
I was like, you really know minus then.
Minus sucks.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yo, what's so good,
aren't,
yo?
Aren't you, didn't you just go on a tour with 2Max the other day?
You only get five people.
Yeah, yeah, we was on tour, October, man. Holograms on High Tour.
Right.
Big shout out to Grim Image, shout out to DJ Hopper, 2Max, Shapeshifters, Visionaries, all them good boys.
Shout out to, Cormax.
The driver, for real, is Cormax, dude, road manager of the year and shit, man.
Shout out to Gambling in New Mexico.
Hey, Dave, we only have a little bit of time left on the show, so we gotta move on, but call in next week and hang out with us a little bit more, all right?
Oh, definitely. Hey, everybody have a good night tonight, and I'll be speaking to y'all very, very soon.
Word up, man. I'll holler at you after the shit, though.
Much respect to you, sir.
About that money. About that money, nigga.
And I'm out. Let's get that paper, yo.
I love you, son.
I'm looking for your kid. Yeah.
About 900 on your mind.
The Hood fucks with Jake Gallagher. Hey, Alex, you want to play one of your tracks?
I don't bring anything.
Oh, shit.
I got rap, though.
Yeah.
You can go on YouTube where all my music is stolen.
Yeah, right? I've seen it on there.
That's where I steal all your stuff.
You can play a beat, though.
Yeah, we could play a beat, but all the DJs are in the other room.
DJs.
I see some pretty girls, so I know why they're over there. But
All
dressed in red.
Brimby.
Lady in red.
Ladies. I like a Cleopatra over there.
Cleopatra coming at you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. Well, if you feel.
Oh yeah. Whatever. I mean, you can go to YouTube and find my.
How
whole,
do you feel about this?
Shit.
How do you feel about this? This might be asking a lot. I'll beatbox for you, and you kick an exclusive verse from the new album, an unreleased verse.
Do it.
I just rap. Yeah, go for it.
The unofficial mayor of La Brea.
From this new album.
Kick a beatbox.
I guess it's released.
Load a beat up. Yeah.
Fucking your Princess Leia in his purse for his personal leisure.
That's you. There's your beatbox right here, right? I thought you was catching your breath. See the music I make. It's not for the masses, but you know what? I fucking feel fantastic. Conquistador blood mixed with Aztec. Mid-city Mexican California classic. Fall out the sky like plaster of Paris. As long as I'm happy, I'm never embarrassed. Shit for city terrace from a house with the itty bitty terrace. The chillin' in Paris with the pretty little heiress. Still dangling these hologram carrots. While your dumb ass is bobbing for digital apples on apples and iTunes. Fidget a little before you get caught up in a 2Max Thai food. Hey girl, hey, let's go get some Thai food. I'm not gonna let you Wi-Fi my life, dude. All your little me-fi ciphers. Wanna be Mekhi Pfeiffer's Michelle Pfeiffer's. These typical eyesores can't fuck with the afterlifers. Shall to die for. Fuck you, cyborg, trying to get you for the little job you apply for. Why I gotta lie for? Yo, I'm here to spit the truth, and I've never been the one to be uncouth in the booth. And give me the proof. I slap the Bluetooth out your mug. Not the bigger bug, but your big and bug, yo. Not by the love bug or Herbie love bug. If I give you a hug, it's kinda like a love drug. Yeah, 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 girl, you love slug. You wanna do a little bit of dirt, stay under the rug and I'm not your fucking thug. I'm a grown man looking for some love. Like Ray J, I'ma be bigger than Oprah's vajayjay. Hey yo, peace to the LA underground and all the cheeky Draculas that stole the sound. All around the world they know the deal. They love making Nancy France. That's so for real, they don't even ask for my passport in Frankfurt. They're like, thanks for opening new ways to see, like Francis Ford Coppola opening acts, hoping to get a little bit of what they think is dope from us. The hope of the LA underground is us. And 2Max, hey yo, like it or not, you see the world's a bitch and I'm fucking a lot. I got a sniper on my tongue, that's a hell of a shot. I got a memory like an elephant god. All of my internet enemies on it animated as they gotta be. They can't fuck with me audibly. I should be on Rock the Bells and pay dues. Unlock the spells and fade these screws. Subliminally dissing the homies for not taking care of the kids on the scene. Like fucking Hey Jude, and what the fuck do I do? I just did a song with Snoop Dogg. But Jake, man, I'm kicking it with you, dog.
That was fucking good.
Fuck yeah.
Good job.
Rapper. I just stoned out watching him like, how does he do that?
You pulled that shit off.
I want to get a soundbite of him going, yeah, and put that on this show.
All that for you? Jake Gallagher Radio, blah, you know, all that.
Yeah. Now, we can download it as an MP3 and chop it up. You want to do a bumper?
Sure, for sure.
3, 2, 1.
Yo, this is 2Max, and you're chilling with the Jake Gallagher Show. That's my homie, SkidRowStudios.com. Blah!
Hey, that's
I love it.
Nice.
Hey, that's cool.
Nice. We got
Will you teach me how to beatbox?
You got a beat loaded up, though? Can we get it?
It'd be awesome if I could
Verbs
do that.
And I know you rhyme already. Or we got time is running out, right?
Beatbox. Yo, what we're going to do
always
is
running out.
We're going to get Bram B going in about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then he'll do a set, and then we can jump back in the middle of it and freestyle over a little bit. I just want to announce, damn it, my phone is dead. I can get the Google Docs and look it up. I just wanted to announce what the guests were next week. I know who one of them is, but I want to do all three
Jake,
of them.
While you look that up, can I do a quick plug for Friday?
You should say and do whatever you want, brother.
The Here Gallery presents. This is by my buddy Frank. He's throwing a party on Friday at
you
Los Globos.
This or you want the chair?
On Sunset in Silver Lake. And it's going to be fucking awesome. La Ghost is playing, Only You, Dead Dawn, Beta Scholar. And the girl I am dating, it's her birthday party as well.
Whoa, did you just say that you
I thought that was the name of a band.
Air.
Girl I Am Dating.
That
sounds like a band.
Maybe that'll be my band name.
You just said you were dating a girl.
We
on
are
air,
girl
dude.
I am dating. Thank you, Mizzou.
Not
Montana.
The girl I'm dating. Not one of the
did
girls I'm dating.
Did it make you
I'm
feel
dating.
Warm by saying it?
I feel a little warm and fuzzy, but I think it's because it's hot in here.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. I'm going to bring
beer,
a fan and
plus
I
water.
Am getting
weed
so hot
for the studio.
I want to take my clothes.
You know, our guest from next week actually just sang It's Getting Hot in Here during a Super Bowl commercial with Elton John. His name is Josh Sussman. He's a series regular on Glee and on Warren the Ape on MTV. He is a crazy fellow, and he's the he's a guest next week on our show, along with No Can Do.
What?
And Deep Valley. Which,
oh, wow.
If you don't know them, it's two very attractive women that sound like the White Stripes.
They fucking rock.
And they are awesome.
Deep Valley is the shit.
Yeah, it's Julie Edwards and Lindsay Troy. Oh.
Yeah, and No Can Do.
Talented women.
Jimmy the Lox.
No Can Do.
I'm really looking forward to Josh meeting Jimmy. I'm really looking forward to that interaction.
Because
it'll be like, why do you call yourself No Can Do? It's a negative name. Maybe you should call yourself Yes Can Do. And he'll be like, okay.
I didn't know you could talk like that, Jake.
No, that was good. That was very Woody Allen of you, actually.
Yeah, you got to throw out some impersonations. I like
that was supposed to be a other homie, right?
That was Josh. Yeah, No Can Do's voice. You know,
yeah, your voice was, your Josh voice was kind
oh,
of.
Oh, really?
I can't even do it. What's the homie?
Can't even do
James.
Hey.
Wow. My mind
goes
a blank on the radio.
2Max.
MCs, swagger jacket.
What else do you want to make sure we get said this evening about your work?
That we'll be out. Man, it's another year, man. We're just working on records.
I want you to tell me about your history, because, like, I know you from, like, the present date and a couple years ago.
Right.
But I know that you've been around for a while. You're part of the Shapeshifters. Yeah, visionary.
I'm like the rap version of Nick Thornburg. I'm in the gang of groups. I'm in the Shapeshifters, the Visionaries, Mexican Descent, the Look Daggers, the Mind Clouders.
He's like Wolverine. He's
yeah,
all like
man,
a
I'm
teams.
All that. We got like 25 records out. You know, I've been rap. I'm an old dinosaur.
What was the first thing you did?
A Mexican Descent. When I got out of high school, I met Cholo Lancinco, and we did a Mexican Descent, and we were doing that for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, then we went to the Good Life and met Freestyle Fellowship and all those cats and got caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? Being lucky to be part of the Good Life and the Blood with CVE Hip Hop Clan and a 14-year-old bus driver. You know what I'm saying? All those, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. And then the Visionaries clicked off, and the Visionaries actually put me on tour, and you know, let me go to places. And the Visionaries is probably the most successful group I have.
You got a favorite city you hit up?
Ever in the, ever, yeah. in the U.S. or
in
out
the
of
US,
town?
Just in the world.
My favorite city is El Paso, Texas. Probably because there's a bunch of Mexicans there that are fresh. And then my favorite city out of town is Nancy, France. That's a spot right there for me.
Nancy, France. I haven't even heard
Nancy,
that.
France.
Rhymes
it's
with
fresh.
Fancy
it's fresh.
Nancy France. Nancy, France.
I know
France.
They Nancy, there. France.
We're going to Nancy, France.
Yeah, man. It's they like the L.A. Underground out there for some reason.
Hey, France.
Tell them.
France is the biggest selling hip hop market in the world.
2Max was in Cuba America. Once too.
Oh yeah, we've been to
he
Cuba.
Went to Cuba. It was tight. I seen it.
Oh yeah, that was all good. We played for 5,000 people in Cuba. That was fresh.
What?
Fresh, dude.
No big deal. You know, 5,000 Cuba.
Fresh.
Whatever.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Go communism.
Go communism.
But
Brandon, Brand B.
Oh, we got
minutes. You ready for your set?
No.
Yeah.
We got
like 1 minute till your set.
Yeah.
Brand B.
It's okay. What we're gonna do is a little freestyle. What? Oh fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Get Ryan in here.
Where's Ryan. Ryan.
Who's Ryan?
Nino Infinito.
Dude, I space out.
AKA you know? Kid
I do
Infinity.
The show, I space
who's
out.
Ryan?
One half of Kid Infinity.
That's Ryan. He's from Kid Infinity.
Oh, okay, Kid Infinity.
Yeah. They do funky fresh like rap stylings.
There we go.
Crazy visuals and crazy beats.
I swear to God, this is like the most exhausting 2 hours. It's like when I direct a play, it's like my brain is thinking about 800 different things.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm directing shit,
you're trying to cram it in today. You're really trying to make it happen.
Thinking
that's
a
what
lot.
She said. Yeah. What's up, Ryan?
What up?
We got Kid Infinity.
Yay.
How's it going?
Kid Infinito.
Life's good, baby.
What's going on, man?
What up,
yo, man? I heard you pioneered 3D technology at live concerts. What's the deal?
There's a lot of truth in that, yeah. We do, for those who don't know who I am or what we do, I'm in a group called Kid Infinity. It's like electro, hip-hop, and punk rock mix. And we do these live shows where we have this huge video screen behind us, and we give the audience glasses, and then we do 3D projections that are synced to the music.
Fun.
So yeah,
WTF.
So, WTF.
Isn't there some kind of story behind that? Like somebody was going to do it and then they died and so then you got to do it?
What?
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
it was
going to be the only thing is the way we're doing it is very different from the man who was going to be doing it first. So like I like to make that distinction. But the guy who was going to be doing it was Michael Jackson.
What? So, but you did it instead?
Oh. Yeah.
That's heavy hitting.
Yeah,
what's your Twitter name?
Nino Infinito.
Nino
Infinito.
Nino Infinito.
Yep,
Kid Infinity in Spanish.
Correct.
But no, that would be Nino Infinito. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Like a tilde. Tell us about your association with family, FMLY.
Family, I'm just going to lean back a little bit here and get relaxed.
Lean back.
All right.
Do the rock-aware, son.
Pull up our pants.
Nice.
Do the rock-aware.
Family. So, let's see. Family, we've been playing shows for those guys for the last couple of years. Let's see. We just got... they asked us to play for a show. Well, does everybody know what family is? Maybe not.
No, dude.
Yeah,
we got to get Cameron Rath on the program.
Yeah, oh, we got to get Charlie Manson on here. We gotta
yeah. For sure. Anyway, family's a group of kids. They do all kinds of things, get together, but they're sort of like just this loose collective of bike riders.
Loose collective?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they do these bike rides around town, and they set up guerrilla shows along the route. So it's like a real blast. Like they get about 500 kids or so, you know, they all hop on bikes, and then everyone has like, you know, like the...
A lot of them are vegan.
A lot of them are vegan, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
is that true?
Some people dumpster, you know, it's like a bike hippie community type shit.
They're
really
crunchy.
Well, it's weird because it's not totally hippie. It's like there's definitely like a lot of hippies in there, but there's a lot of punks in there too. There's a lot of it's pretty
hippie punk.
Eclectic.
Yeah, no, it's all walks of life, really, dude. It's great.
Yeah,
it's like a second. I be on family rides. I performed. I'm down. I go to meetings and shit.
The kind of people that come out and perform for the show. Well, anyway, to finish the story, what happens is they go out and they do these rides, right? And then like they get somebody like us or whoever, and then we set up beforehand all of our gear like in a back alley somewhere, you know, or like underneath a freeway off the I-10, you know, like some exit ramp or something, you know, whatever. We just find like a cool spot where, we can meet up, and then all the kids just show up on the route. They hop off their bikes for about a half an hour. We bust out some beats. We go crazy. We party. Everyone gets drunk. And then they hop back on their bikes and drive off.
Yeah, man. So, it's real crev life.
I've ridden my bicycle drunk a few times. It was very fun.
Yeah. It's a blast.
Does anybody see a black leather jacket in the studio or in the waiting room? Anybody see a black leather jacket?
Yes. Mm. Oh, that's mine.
That isn't yours. It could be Nick's. I went to a private show that family had. They have like, I guess they have one every month, and they cook vegan food, and you like lay around on the floor in a little tiny room and have a private show.
Where is it?
It's pretty tight. I brought a date there, and she was all impressed.
It's nice. Crenshaw and like Hyde Park. It's like it's all the super in the hood, super in 60s hood, but it's like bike hippie, like commune fort type shit.
Clementine,
it's
bro?
Crazy.
Yeah. It's pretty tight, though.
It's fun.
Marie, are you intrigued by this?
I actually really am. I think I've seen a bunch of people ride around in bikes, but I don't think I've seen anything else.
Family is like the wave of the future.
Down in Culver City, though.
Yeah, dude. There's going to be a family fest in Brooklyn in June. It's going down. I'm going out there. It's going to be great.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ryan, do you feel like...
I'm like now just hearing about all this cool shit.
Yeah, well, that's because you're on the Jake Gallagher program.
This is a microcosm melting pot, yo.
Ryan,
straight up.
Microcosm. That's like the word back of every day.
It's back. Ryan, do you feel like family contributed to Kid Infinity's success?
I thought you were going to say Kid and Play.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Like, I mean, as in, we've gained a lot of fans through them and whatnot. I mean, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
For sure.
Alex, what do you think about them and them?
About bike riding or about Kid Infinity?
What do you think about Kid Infinity? Yeah, didn't you play a show with them or something?
Yep, at your spot. I saw him rock. He was killing it. Now he was killing it. And then I know about that bike rider vibe. That's a real tight organization right there. That's some real family. And I know about all that rolling tough like that. They do that in Europe too, man. They roll real tough on their bikes. They got the vegan lifestyle. They got the freegan lifestyle out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They go in the trash can and get the food that they don't feel is wasted.
The dumpster throws away.
And cook
I've
it.
Got chocolate I've out of there. A trash can in France before.
Oh, I've eaten for like that a week off. I've eaten a week off the garbage can. I mean, it's not the best stuff. You could put some salt on that shit, but it's cool. You know what I mean? It's all love, man.
Yeah, I eat filet mignon on the daily.
Really? Damn.
Nice. Made out of baby veal walrus. Right.
I need to hang out with you before I got the Salisbury steak.
I don't know.
Salisbury steak and Swedish meatballs.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
You again, Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah.
I hear you got a show at the fucking Purse Factory.
I do.
Tell me about that.
Handbag Factory this Saturday. Y'all should come out. Whoever's free, it's going to be a good night.
What's the address?
Shit, man. 1336 South Grand, I think.
Damn, you're like a walking Google Maps, son.
Boom. I was about to say, I don't even remember it. Like addresses like that. That was good. Impressive.
Hey.
What's the address, first person?
So, yeah, check that shit out on Facebook or whatever. It's a really cool spot. It's pretty new. It's only been open for a few months, but it's like this cool three-story warehouse space. They got a cool rooftop with a great view of downtown. Fucking see the whole skyline and shit. And like
baby pools.
Baby pools.
That's what happens when babies pee their diapers.
Yeah. Some silly pools. String hanging from the walls.
But it's a... previous cool
parties.
It's going to be an art show. Going to be some other acts on the lineup. VCR Monster, Peg Leg Love. It's going to be kind of an eclectic night.
I like Peg Leg Love. Travis Moore plays with them.
Yeah. He's kooky. What? Riverside. VCR Monster?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah, those guys are pretty good. I'm excited to see their shit. So I can curse.
I'm excited to see them play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you are allowed to curse, but I'm not excited to see them shit. I do want to hear them play, though. It'd be pretty good.
Nice.
And you do some of your own solo DJing, or is it?
Yeah, every now and then, just for the hell of it. But
Where'd you get your rap style from? Because your rap style is a little bit different than some of the other stuff we hear.
You know, I don't know, man. That's a good question. Just from whatever. I don't know, dude. All over the place. Like, I mean, definitely
from
like
the gods, the Greek gods.
Yeah, from the gods.
Do you freestyle?
Rap gods.
No, I don't freestyle. I'm kind of. It's just not my thing. Like, I have like a kind of a weird take on freestyle where it's like, hella respect for freestylers. Like,
I have this weird take on freestyle where it's like, fuck freestyle.
But it's like, not just for me. It's just like
freestyle
I sort of see
losers.
It in the way of like, like people that get together and fucking jam, like when they play like Fish or something, they get down there and they just start jamming, they start playing chords and scales and,
like
no one's, they're making it up as they go, it's the same kind of thing basically. And I sort of view it in the same way where it's like you're just going off the top of your head and you're fucking making it up as you go and that's cool, but
Word.
Just not really my style.
Yeah. And your rap style is like the style of music that Kid Infinity makes. Did you bring tracks?
Yeah, I brought a little USB stick here. It's got some tracks on it.
Hey, Preston, will you bring that USB to Jeremy?
Yeah, sure.
See if
there's a folder on there called Kid Infinity Music. There's some.
So I would describe your music as like electronic meets hip hop with like a little bit of popular overtone, a little bit of the vernacular. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like I say, I just usually describe it as just a mix-up between, like, electro, hip-hop, and punk rock,
Word.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. He's got some great videos. Did that video, what was, the video where you're at the little kids party, did that like win something or something?
Oh yeah, I got a, this big film festival in Poland, like it got like a,
that's where the Pope's from.
Yeah, it was like a special selection for that.
This last Pope, not the current
that's,
Pope.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool though, like we were up there with some pretty cool acts. I mean, like Justice was one of the other videos. And like,
what?
Who else?
I Poland.
Justice, yeah. Poland.
So it was a cool, it was a big, it's a big
Poland,
festival
that's
over there.
That's where Poland springs water from.
Right. If for once they had Justice in Poland.
Yeah.
One time I was in an audition and the other actor was supposed to say touche after I insulted him, and I insulted him and he went, touchy.
No.
Touchy.
Are you serious?
And then they killed him. Yeah. Alex, what have I forgotten to ask you?
Nothing, dog. We're good. We covered it. My shit's like boom.
Kid Infinity.
Booty boom.
What's really important that I ask you?
How my fingers feel right now.
How do your fingers
feel? They don't feel good.
Fingles.
You burned your hands?
I burned my fingers.
When's your next show?
Pizza.
Saturday.
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
At the Handbag Factory.
Yeah, that's right.
1336.
La Brea. Kidding.
Grand.
1336.
Wait, shit. Is it Grand or Maine?
The handbag party.
No, Maine.
Hey, so we can get at you on Twitter at Nino Infinito, and on Facebook, you can look up Kid Infinity for the Kid Infinity
Facebook.
Page.
Facebook.com/Kid Infinity.
You can look up his real name, too, which is... Are we ready to... Can we play that track? Can we play one of his
There's
tracks?
Multiple tracks. Why don't you play this one called Creative Zero if you got it there. It's a newer
Creative
one.
Zero. Creative Zero is the track he wants to play. Verbs, will you beatbox for me?
Oh, sure.
The show's almost over. I feel like I'm high, like I've been fucking huffing clover. I don't drive a Land Rover. I drive a beat-up Chrysler New Yorker. That kind of rhymed. I don't give a flying thing that you do to a girl from behind. My Mayan could be downloaded and be called a diamond. Put it in your wedding ring and propose to her, because I flow so sure. You can catch me getting big, sir. Not trying to surf. Trying to lay down and watch the water. Trying to just look at the bikini line of your daughter, the one that is of legal age, cause I am legal when it comes to my face. Prolific dancing outside the window, the Jake Gallagher program. I don't smoke Indo, but the other kids though, they like to smoke it. Now we gonna stop, not get pulled over. I wanna get pulled over. We ready for the song?
Yeah. Okay.
This is Kid Infinity coming up right now.
That's so funny.
We got it.
break, break.
We got a ways to go to chase this understanding. The feeling before the fall, the mystical ways of seeing. We got a ways to go to chase this understanding. The feeling before the fall, it's just the way I'm feeling.
Is this on? That's,
yo,
that was awesome,
baby.
Thanks, Kid Infinity.
For sure.
Awesome.
Creative Zero right there.
We in the place to be, you know what I mean?
I have it written down of songs to
Jay Gallagher program.
Capture.
Oh, nice.
Kid Infinity.
Wait, can I purchase this?
I haven't released that one yet.
Ah.
That's going to be on the new album. Which
exclusive.
Is,
when is that
first
drop?
Live and direct exclusive. On the Jay Gallagher program. Holla at your boy, holla back. Yeah.
When is the album drop?
Hopefully within like a couple months. We're still kind of working on it. So
it drops when we let go of it.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, gravity. It's a law.
Yeah.
Physics.
You're picking up what I'm putting down. Gravity.
Yeah.
you want to give a shout out to
picking up what,
what is
oh,
that?
Oh yeah, where did it pull it up?
Gravity.
I got to shout out
right
something.
There. It was on there, the
Mind Pilot. Mind Pilot, Art Rock, Pool Honeys, Santoros, Flamingos, The Listen, LA Witch. Mind Pilot presents these shows live on stage.
Boom, shakalaka.
Very like weekend. Be ready to dance.
25 artists. Is it free?
Where's the address on this thing? They didn't put an address on this thing that they want me to shout out?
It's at the Mez.
All I know
at
is that Mez. I need to be ready to dance, be ready
Mez
to
bar.
Love.
At the Mez Bar, 501 South Spring Street, second floor, Los Angeles, California, 90013.
DTLA.
The Mez Bar?
This weekend.
Is it a Les Bar?
Wait, when is it?
So listen, there's 10 minutes left in this program, so we got to get into Bram B's set right now. Kid Infinity, any last words?
Saturday night, Handbag Factory, come out.
Start pumping it, Brandon.
Thanks.
Brandon Briones.
I thought it was Brian.
Of Dirt Raid, straight from the 909.
Straight up, Dirt Rialto, Raid. What's
one of
really
the most
good,
talented
I
individuals in the history of humanity.
Yo.
Whoop.
Key.
Turn it up.
Shit.
We'll be back in 6 minutes.
bring it on, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on. Stop, what? Bring it on. Stop, what? Bring it on.
Look for me, lost in the whirlwind. 96 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girlfriend. Doing 85 when we ride, dropping this water set. Born as a kettle chap, raised in this whirlwind. Come on, our childhood years, recalling tears, heart laced with venom. Smoking shakes with venom, smoking shirt, drinking malt liquor, laced with venom. Smoking shirt, drinking malt liquor, father forgive me more. My girlfriend, hustling, fell in love with the struggle. Hands on the steering wheel, clutch, watch me bail out, bustle. Fuck them all, watch them fall, screaming. Automatic gunfire, exercising all demons. My mafios on my side, my congregation high, ready to die. We bail out, don't take the jail back. Niggas unite, I'm first. To see you naked, touch you in every secret place. I can hardly wait to bust freely. Got you red hot. You so happy to see me. Make the front page prime time live on TV. Nigga, my girlfriend, every 45, but she still live. One shot, begging niggas heartbeat stop.
What? I'm acting on you, podcast. Run, nigga, run.
Sex and Friday, you gotta love it this way. Let's get right to it.
Bumping in my crop, stiff with good colors. Live on screen, now you protect the black queen. Taking my time from the black on black. Cause the night mega hits, Victoria runs out of secrets. Doing trials and latex lifestyles, boo. I make you call my name and ask who it belongs to. Brand new CL and Carmel living well. It never ceases to look the hottest, the hottest. Now the legend increase into a gray. Truly mecha made, so in every escapade there's a panty raid. You know the rules, slipping off them mules. Then we can settle with the woman that can take me to that next level. Lay down the guns and make sun, sun teach. From the horseback, horseback, horseback or beach. And horseback, horseback, horseback or beach. And if you got, if you got, if you got, if I'm in the sh- I won't cheat, I won't cheat, I won't die. Girls, when I rock it, y'all, it, rock it, y'all, it, rock it, y'all, rock it.
Coach, I tell them I say this.
Wake up from all those savage dreams, thinking that she's yours, not mine. Spending earrings and those silly chains, it's really just a waste of time. Queen's mine. Queen's mine. Wake up the wise black queen, be mine. He's mine.
This one that's a kick, yellow Shaquille, cause she want me more. This born a sister, woman, and I want her like the other before. I, but no one's ever told me love could be so much fun. Every day just like the sun, why even one? Some they things, but they're plotting on our end. Cause the place in which we be, that is the place they never been. Again and again and again, she asks me why is you love me. And without hesitation, I'll say earth, you know I do. Then ask her why she asks me, and she say I know you love me. But the reason that's a answer just to hear you say you do. Shaquille's deep black woman, and she loves me like the devil. When savages try sweat, culture tell them I say this.
The best, brush him up with the winter fresh
fresh, aqua fresh, ultra bright, flossing in between the teeth before she get in between the sheets at night. She used Crest, the fluoride on her breath, fuck a bright strip. Her teeth as white as it get, like Whoopi in the color purple. Gums are black and purple, acting too square for my inner circle. Stay green like Listerine, drink milk with the ginseng, and chew. She keep a clean house, pop an Altoid in the mouth. Peppermint, the accent is from down south, cooking like Marla Gibbs. Toothpick for the barbecue fish, it's no fork for the pork ribs. An apple a day, rap like I'm happy to stay a while. Girl, I like your smile.
From the 909 Dirt Raid. He's not done playing. He's going to play for 5 more minutes, but we're going to say goodbye to you right now. This is the Jake Gallagher program. Tune into us every Thursday, 7 to 9. Next week, we've got Josh Sussman from Glee and Warren the Ape and a Super Bowl commercial. We've got Deep Valley and we've got No Can Do. It's going to be an extremely tight lineup.
Whoop, whoop.
Marie, what would you like to say in your way of goodbye?
I love you.
Ooh.
We do love you.
I got half stock just now. For
Verb, say goodbye to the nice people.
Goodbye, everybody. Be nice to people and go get drunk at Art Walk if you're downtown.
Night to Broadway.
Chia, night to Broadway.
Hey, Alex. Alex is our video man. Alex Gutierrez or Alex G's. You want to say bye? Say bye-bye.
Meet me and Verbs on 9th and Broadway.
We're going to be there, son, live and direct. Now, me?
Say cheese and die, peace and out. I'm going to go home and write, maybe play some piano, fall asleep.
The piano, eh?
I'm going to go drink tea, and there might be a woman involved.
Hey. That
sounds like a good way
Yay.
To go.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Hey, so that was the Jake Gallagher program. Tune in next Thursday. We love you. Peace.
Racks on racks on peace. Racks.
LA all day.
She high as fuck up in my truck. Shocked up looking for a bitch to fuck. I'm high on coke. She high on coke. Coast to coast. Baby, fill up my boat. Got coke to sniff and weed to roast. Post no need to boast. Let's snort.
Two in the back, one in the front. They wanna ride in my car. Two in the back, one in the front. They wanna ride in my car. Two in the back, one in the front. Been on.
Street.